This is President's Club, brought to you by Briwood Market, and today we're speaking with Mark Holmes. Mark is the president of the Rotary Club of St. Thomas. Thanks for joining us, Mark, and let's start by taking a little bit of time and introduce our listeners to the Rotary Club.
We meet two times a month. We meet the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. The other 2 weeks of the month, we volunteer at Grace Cafe and Harvest Hands. Rotary is a national organization, and that there's two locations here in St. Thomas, and that we meet, like I say, we meet in the morning, and there's another club that meets in the evenings on Wednesday night. Rotary's big gig was to eradicate polio. As they say, we're that close, you know, holding two fingers close together.
Yep.
We haven't eradicated it completely, but we're almost there. Our local club donates approximately $45,000 back into the community each and every year.
Now, you mentioned two of the groups you're with, two groups that really, I'm sure, appreciate your support. They are amazing. We do a lot of work with both of them. And boy, if it wasn't for community support, I don't know how they'd survive.
Yes.
They don't operate on money from the government. Or the city.
Yeah. Well, Grace Cafe's been around for a long time, 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
And Harvest Hand, although I don't know when they started, that's almost $1 million operation every year of food. You know, they get and distribute transport truckloads of food each and every day.
This year is a special year for you here in St. Thomas. This is the 75th anniversary for the St. Thomas Rotary Club.
Yes, it is. It's our 75th year. And that also, a big part of what we do is we have an Interact Club, and that where, you know, youth in our community do, you know, volunteer in a number of different ways under the leadership of a phenomenal lady, Trudy Canellis.
Yeah.
And that from the former owner of Wayside Restaurant, and that she runs that program.
How did you get involved?
Well, I moved to London from Niagara in 2018, and I was a Rotarian, you know, prior to moving to London, and that. And I thought, well, what club do I want to join? And it was too confusing in London. There's five different clubs. Meeting on five different days at five different times, and it was COVID at the time as well, and I reached out to the St. Thomas Club, because at that time I was working in St. Thomas, and the rest is history.
Is there a big sort of finale event later on in the summer that you're doing?
We're gonna do two or three smaller events.
Yep.
And we're still finalizing the details on that.
Okay.
So it's a bit early to.
Now, if someone was interested in being a Rotarian, joining the club here, is there a procedure involved, or if someone had questions?
If you're interested, you can reach out to us, and you can attend at least one, maybe two of our luncheons for free, and hear about us and that firsthand, and that we meet the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at the St. Thomas Senior Center. So, somebody just shows up and says, I want to hear a bit about Rotary. They'll be welcome with, open arms.
Open arms. Well, thanks for stopping by, Mark. And for more features as part of our President's Club series, you can visit stthomastoday.ca.